escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Larry Richard. A lot going on. We expect to hear something from President Trump at noon, some type of announcement. We'll keep you posted on that. Not sure what it is. We will hear from the Fed today, and there is some anticipation interest rates might finally be going down. Not sure what the job numbers will be or how they'll be reported since there's been a big change there, but a lot of questions involving the economy in particular. And joining us, we welcome back Phil Kirpin, who is the president of the American Commitment and the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So explain what your organization does so people understand where you're coming from.
Well, we're a national free market advocacy group. We work really on all the fiscal, economic, and regulatory issues, and we try to get people the facts and the information and the opportunities so they can weigh in on some of the policy fights and tip some of the outcomes in a more free market direction. If people are interested, AmericanCommitment.org is the website for my main organization. And then the group that I also work with as well, you mentioned Unleash Prosperity, that I do with Steve Moore and Art Laffer and Steve Forbes. The main thing we do there is a daily newsletter with sort of the facts and information on economic issues. And if people want that, UnleashProsperity.com.
So are we anticipating that the Fed might finally lower interest rates? I know the president has pushed Jerome Powell to do this for some time now.
Well, the market is expecting that we finally get a rate cut, and it would be a bit of a surprise if they don't announce one. The September cut has been expected all year. It's been priced into the markets all year. But in the last few days, we've seen some indications that they might not cut. And it was the Fed Reserve Bank president of Cleveland, I think it was, a couple of days ago, said that she does not want to cut. And so there's a little bit of uncertainty. But I think that after they've been telegraphing all year long that they were going to wait until September to cut, they can't not do it. And so I do think we'll get a 25 basis point cut, but people are sort of holding their breath right now to see what Powell says in the big Jackson Hole speech. And I find it amazing that they do this big speech every year in Jackson Hole of all places.
Right. Which is,
isn't it amazing?
Apparently a beautiful resort town. I've never been.
Sure. I've never been there. I've never been there either, but yes,
it's a little pricey for the average American to go there for any reason, but you're right. Why can't they do this in Washington and some kind of boardroom?
Yeah, I mean, the Fed boardroom is pretty luxurious itself, by the way. But yeah, and they're spending $3 billion renovating the Fed headquarters in Washington. It was originally supposed to be half that, but the price keeps ballooning. They've got, like, rooftop gardens and all this. I mean, it's when you can print the money, you can have as nice a headquarters as you want.
Well, that's because they're using our money, Phil, as you know, to do all this stuff. Meanwhile, so explain to me why when the interest rates drop at the Fed level, how that trickles down to everything else, including credit card, you know, the interest that some of these credit card companies, which is outrageous, by the way, but it's going to help consumers to some degree, is it not?
Well, it should. Typically, when the Fed cuts rates, you see, you know, it hurts you in one way because the rate you get in your savings account usually goes down, but it helps you if you're borrowing because the rate on your loans also goes down, at least for short-term lending. And, you know, the Fed really has pretty good control over short-term interest rates. They have very little control over long-term interest rates. And so, you know, one of the cautions that I've been telling people is, look, you know, the president acts like mortgage rates are going to go down immediately if the Fed cuts interest rates. That's not necessarily true. Last year, when the Fed cut interest rates, the 10-year Treasury and the 30-year mortgage, they went up, not down, because those have more to do with the expectations that people have for inflation in the medium and long term. And those can actually get worse if the Fed juices the economy with rate cuts in the near term and you don't have any discipline on federal spending, and the expectation is you're going to have inflation still in the long term. And so I would like to see the Fed cut the short-term rates, but I think it's absolutely crucial that we get a lot more spending restraint from Congress on the fiscal side moving into this fall if we really want to get those long-term rates down too, which for most people, you know, if they've been frozen out of the housing market because they can't afford it where mortgage rates are, they're not necessarily going to be helped by the Fed cutting if we don't get Congress to cut spending as well.
We're with Bill Kirpin, President of American Commitment. That said, let's talk about inflation. What do we anticipate? We've gone through now almost, hard to believe, August too. As we get to close out summer, where do we stand when it comes to inflation right now?
Well, it's in the sort of the 2 to 3% range. It's not down to 2%, which is what the Fed was hoping for, and I think that's, you know, why they've been sort of hesitant to cut rates, although, you know, it's pretty much in the same place it was last year. When they did cut rates, the only change there is the president, which is why a lot of people think they're being political in this. But inflation has been challenging. I think that we're starting to see some pass-through on some of the tariffs, which is causing upward pressure on some prices. We did get some very positive counter-inflationary, anti-inflationary policy changes in the Big Beautiful Bill, incentives for business investment, and we've seen a lot of deregulation. Anything that increases the amount of goods and services in the economy is good for downward pressure on prices. So I think the president's agenda overall has been disinflationary, but the tariffs certainly are starting to pass through in prices somewhat. And, you know, we're not, I don't think we're going anywhere back to the 7, 8, 9% we had under Biden. But when you're adding, you know, 2.5%, 3% on top of that big bulge that we just had, people continue to feel the strain from that. And I think that that's the challenge we've got right now, is we haven't fully digested that huge amount of inflation that we had in the Biden years. Although I will say, and I think this is kind of an important milestone, just in the last couple months, we've reached the point where the median worker, the middle average type worker, in real terms is back to record highs, which is to say real weekly wage growth has finally caught up with the increase in prices that we had from Biden. And, you know, just getting out of the hole, of course, doesn't make people feel good necessarily. But I think that if we can continue to grow from here, people are going to start to feel kind of that pressure on their household budgets ease. But so inflation, I would say, is a little bit higher than we'd like it to be. But right now, it's being outpaced by income growth, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, and we haven't even dug into tariffs. We'll see if what the president has to say today involves tariffs. There's a lot of unknown and gray area, especially when it comes to China. So, Phil, would love to have you back. Thanks for the time today. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Have a good one. Bye.
Phil Kirpin, President of American Commitment on the Big K Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.